I'm Teresa Swank. I work with the Federal Emergency Management Agency. I'm a mitigation specialist.
And as a mitigation specialist, Teresa Swank was staffing a mitigation assistance and flood insurance outreach table.
And we are here at the Home Depot on 63rd Street on Galveston Island.
For those Galveston residents recovering from Hurricane Ike.
In my mind, mitigation is protecting a community from future preventable disasters.
Swank said surveys show 77% of the homes on Galveston Island suffered damages from Hurricane Ike. As a result, she and her FEMA mitigation colleagues are reaching out with Build Smarter and Build Safer messages.
We're here to share mitigation information, mitigation efforts on strengthening homes, wind retrofitting, floodproofing homes, let's say shuttering, things like that. We have materials that with technical bulletins, coastal construction. So since they have to rebuild, it's about rebuilding smarter and safer for the next coming event.
Building smarter and building safer with mitigation grants will fuel the post-disaster economy, said Swank.
If we can bring in millions of dollars of mitigation grants into a community, let's say as Galveston, as 1900, it took a group effort to they were mitigators before it was even cool. But if they're rebuilding, they could rebuild smarter, stronger, above the code, protect the envelopes of their homes, elevate their homes from floodwaters, develop mitigation plans to protect the community. And let's say if we could get that money out to schools, community centers, emergency operation centers, EOCs. So it protects the community. It can also benefit a community economically. So there's all kinds of benefits to mitigation.
So search those mitigation benefits at FEMA.gov. Answer your flood insurance questions at FloodSmart.gov. And join Teresa Swank and me for another segment on FEMA's mitigation measures when she discusses the cost-benefit analysis of mitigation or how to spend a dollar today and save up to $4 later. For FEMA's New Media, I'm Don Jacks.